Let's go back to the story of the Churban Bayit Rishon, the destruction of the first Holy Temple. At that time, Nebuzaradan, who was called Nebuzaradan, the chief butcher, led the armies into Yerushalayim. When he came into Yerushalayim, at one spot, he killed 940,000 Jews in Yerushalayim, and in a valley outside of Yerushalayim, he killed 2,100,000 Jews. Then the blood of these dead ran freely, like a river. And as the blood ran along stream, he noticed that the blood reached another pool of blood that was already there, touched the blood of Zechariah Hanavi, Zechariah the prophet. When he came to this blood, he was surprised to find there was already blood there before. He looked closely at this blood, and he observed that this blood was boiling, as though it was under fire. It was bubbling. It was very strange. So he asked the Jews there, "What kind of blood is this?" They were afraid to admit that this was the blood of their prophet Zechariah, who had warned them, admonished them about their sins, who had warned them about the impending doom, the Churban, the destruction. And because of this, the evil people there had killed him. They had killed this holy prophet, Zechariah. They were afraid to admit that, so they said, "This is the blood of animals, sacrifices that we brought to the holy temple, and that's what this blood is from." He said, "This is too strange, blood that should boil like this. Let me test it. Bring me animals, and I'll slaughter them." He did this. There was no comparison, no similarity. So he said to them, "You confess, tell me the truth, or else I'll tear your flesh apart, all of you." So they admitted the fact. They said, "What can we tell you? The fact is that we had a prophet among us who kept on speaking to us the words of Hashem, and we refused to listen. We rose up against him, and we killed him. And all these years, now his blood refuses to rest. It's boiling in anger at our crime." The Muzaradan, the chief butcher who had killed so many millions of Jews, said, "I will take up the part of this prophet. This blood refuses to be appeased. I will appease Zechariah the prophet, and I'll make it up to him. Bring me leaders of the Sanhedrin, all the chief rabbis of the city of Yerushalayim." They were all brought before him, and he said to the blood, speaking to blood, he said, "I'm going to appease you by in turn killing all these chief rabbis myself." This he did. He drew his sword and he killed all the chief rabbis in the city. When he finished, the blood still kept on boiling. So he said, "You're still not satisfied. You still don't feel avenged. Bring me the youth, the fresh youth, young boys and girls." They were brought before him and he killed every one of them. Still the blood refused to rest. He said, "Bring me the children, those that begin studying Torah, small children." They were brought before him. He killed them, and still the blood kept boiling, seething. He called out to the blood, and he said, "Zechariah, Zechariah, I have killed the best of your people, the finest, the purest. Do you want me to wipe out every single Jew because of your blood?" At that moment, the blood rested and stopped boiling. He watched the blood come to a standstill. He looked at it, and he became very pensive, very thoughtful. And he said to himself, "Imagine, this was one single murder. And for this murder, look how many people had to pay with their lives, and it barely was enough for killing one person. What's going to happen to me? Look at all the millions of people that I killed. Thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions. How can I ever pay for my crime?" He thought to himself, "I've heard of one means, one way of making amends, correcting it. That is through Teshuvah." So he quickly stripped his garments as general. He wrote a fast note, told the messenger to bring it back to Rome, stating what he wants done with his property, how to divide it. He's not coming back. And he went and converted and started to live as a religious Jew, studying Torah and praying to Hashem for forgiveness. This shows how we never give up on a person. A person may be evil, yet from him can come forth great tzaddikim. And to stress this point very strongly, The Zohar HaKadosh says, if Hashem would kill the Nishaim, we would not have this world. For example, ask any person, take the worst idol worshiper, one who is evil all the way through, completely, and say, should he get death? The average person would say yes. And yet, the Zohar HaKadosh says, if Hashem would have done that, what would have happened? If Hashem would have killed Terach, Terach was the greatest idol worshiper in his time, the days of King Nimrod. If Hashem would have killed Terach, Abraham Avinu, Abraham, the first father of the Jews, who was his son, would never have been born. We would not have Abraham Avinu. We would not have Yitzhak Yaakov. We would not have Moshe Rabbeinu. We would not have David HaMelech. And we would not have Mashiach, if Hashem would have killed Terach. So this shows that even if a person is a Rasha, we should not necessarily seek his death. You never know what can come forth from that person.